Namaste and hello everyone. Welcome to the Radio and Youth Podcast Series on Sustainable Development Goals. My name is Niang Rai and today's episode is on SDG Goal number 13, Climate Action. On this episode, I will focus on analysis of the Environmental Impact Assessment, EIA report of the second international airport project, Nepal. Does Nepal need South Asia's one of the busiest airports? Does this take into account a nation's sustainable development? Is the EIA report acceptable? Is Nepal's new airport dream an environmental nightmare? Let's discuss. According to a report published by the Asian Development Bank, by 2028, the number of international passengers at Tribhuvan International Airport will reach 7.29 million and the airport will not be able to handle such a large number of passengers. Realizing the importance of a new airport, Nepal's government initiated the process of constructing a second international airport in Nijgarh in the Bairat district in Nepal's southern plain 3 decades ago. But there has been no progress yet. In recent years, the government has taken some initiatives to hasten the construction of the airport, but it has not met with strong opposition of the environmentalists. EIA report on Nijgarh International Airport has disregarded the fate of 2.4 million trees of Nijgarh forest along with its richest biodiversity, endangered, threatened species of wildlife, and more than 500 species of avifauna. This assessment is totally unacceptable at a time when there is a growing demand for the call for action to save the natural forests to combat climate change risk. As per the EIA, it is stated that for the replacement of the loss of forest area, planting would be done. However, in the EIA report, no such strong plan has been shown to assure the regeneration of trees of high ecological value. Also, no land has been fixed regarding the plantation project. Thus, it is questionable if it would have a similar habitat. The report estimates that the total value of the loss of forest timber products is around NRS 69 billion. As per the market value. The same report has also included a valuation of total economical loss as a result of deforestation. This project also ignores Section 68 of the Forest Act 1993. The Forest Act clearly mentions that any type of forest area can be used by the government if it satisfies 3 conditions. Number 1, the project must be a national priority. Number 2, there are no alternative options to implement the project. Number 3, the project shall not have any adverse effect on the forest and wildlife environment. However, the EIA report suggests that only 1 out of these 3 conditions was taken into consideration for the project. The report doesn't provide any detailed information about the alternative site and also clearly mentions the adverse effect to forest area. The valuation is estimated at around NRS 231 billion. Considering the loss of carbon sequestration, oxygen release, naturally occurring forest nutrients, and the loss of non-timber forest products. The report identifies forest loss, wildlife habitat destruction, especially endangered species, and loss of carbon sequestration as the major impacts associated with the construction and operation of the airport. Besides, the claim that Nizhegorod Airport will serve 60 million passengers by 2030 is hard to justify. Then, there is a pressing concern. Have we made an agreement with India for air route permission before chopping off 2.4 million trees? Why must we cut down these many trees even before a detailed project report has been finalized? Where is the feasibility study report of 2011? Why was it not handed to the EIA team? Why has this report not been made public? I don't know if we should keep development growth in demand driven as it might be interpreted as we are against development. I am not against development. Let us upgrade the existing airports. Let us explore the alternatives. Let us be concerned about the Paris Agreement SDGs and red alert on climate action. Thank you all for listening. Stay tuned to Radio and Youth Podcast.